The Bloody Mary Podcast.
Welcome to the Bloody Mary Podcast, where we talk about all things horror while drinking a Bloody Mary. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Tammy, and we're totally married. Tonight, we are drinking Bloody Marys made with Tres Agaves organic Bloody Mary mix, along with Warrior Vodka that's made here in Spokane, Washington.
And with us tonight to discuss horror remakes is our very first special guest.
Yay!
She's a totally rad local actress who's been in a bunch of commercials and films. She's been in a few horror short films, most notably Night of the Witch, directed by me, where she plays an evil witch. She is in a local feature film called Garageland Chronicles as a possessed 80s babe. She's also had a role in a Marvel fan film, Moon Knight, that currently has over 200,000 views on YouTube. I'd like to welcome Shannon Stroup to the show. Stroup,
yay!
Right?
Yes.
Stroup, yes.
Welcome.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
First guest. You're on the podcast.
I'm here. Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yes. As our first guest, we thought we'd do a little interview before we get into the topic.
Okay.
So, what's your favorite horror movie?
Definitely Fright Night.
And why would that be?
Yes.
Well, I love all things 80s. And, you know, to plug Night of the Witch, I mean, set in the 80s. I do play an 80s babe in Garageland Chronicles. I love everything 80s. I grew up watching horror movies, and Fright Night is just a part of my childhood. So.
I like it.
You're in the right place.
You are in the right place.
We love the 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. So how did you get into acting?
Well, again, definitely because of horror, right? My first horror film I ever watched was the original black and white Night of the Living Dead. Mm-hmm. Terrifying. And I've always loved zombie films. And long before they were really popular and shows about them and everything. So when it turned out that Z Nation was going to be filmed in Spokane, it was on the front page of the Spokesman Review, and I had about 8 texts and phone calls from people that day saying, Shannon, a zombie show in Spokane. And there were directions on how to go and audition to be a zombie. And so I thought, that's a bucket list thing. I'm going to do it. And went and auditioned, and I took a one-day role. And they ended up having me work with a stunt coordinator because I'm so tiny, and it was easy for this guy to throw me up against a wall and eat my abdomen, you know?
It was so much fun.
I mean, it was great. And then when I left that day, a guy came running out after me and said, hey, like, you were such a great sport today. Thanks so much for letting us toss you around. And man, can you scream? Like, that was great. And it turns out that was Juan Moss. And he gave feedback to the agency I had signed up with. She called me the next day and said they wanted me to audition for a speaking role. And then the next day auditioned for a commercial. And just, and I started getting training and really just fell into it. And I love it.
That's awesome. Heck
yeah. All right. So last question. What is it like to be a horror villain?
Oh, it's the best. It's the best. So for some reason, it's kind of funny. I feel like I'm really typecast here in town in horror to be the villain. And I love that. I mean, it's definitely more fun than playing the girl that's like running away screaming.
Oh, yeah,
like I get
sure.
to slit people's
yeah.
throats. It's
yes.
awesome,
yes.
right?
Yes.
You do.
I
imagine as an actress or an actor that being a villain is up there, you know, with things you want to do.
Yeah. Sure. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And there's so much more range, and it's just it's like a much more meaty role. So I love it.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Heck yeah. Well, let's get into it. What's your favorite horror remake?
So I really had to think about this one a lot. I'm not a fan of remakes in general.
It's fair.
But I would have to say I liked the remake of It. I want to be clear that like the original It was so much better to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that they took that remake and made it really work for today's generation. And it has that more like shock value, and scenes were just like much more gratuitous. And I think that that's what people now really want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Versus like back in our day, they could they could do things without really showing it, but you knew that he just ate that kid's arm, right? But now they show it, and it's
now
intense.
You have to show it.
Now
people want to see. I want to see him take the arm.
Yes, and so I feel like they did a really good job with it, and it was one of these remakes that I was able to watch it and really enjoy it apart from the original, and I can appreciate both of them for what they are. So I liked that.
Just to be clear, are you talking about? Because there's three things. There's like one in the 50s.
Was there an It in the 50s? I only saw...
Oh, sorry. I thought you were talking about The Thing. Thing, It. I'm getting confused.
Oh, right. It. Oh, that's actually really good.
Just ignore him. Just ignore him.
The Bloody Mary's kicking in, I guess.
See, we've had too much to drink already.
Okay. So, It. Yes.
Yes. Yes. It. So... Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, again, I like the original better, but I thought that they did a good job with the remake, and I was pleased with it, and I could appreciate it for what it was, whereas some remakes, you're just like, oh, it's so bad, I can't watch it, so.
I did like the did you see Chapter 2?
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked the first one way better than the second. I think we put It Chapter 2 on the, like, our worst movie list of last year. It was number 5, just because it just felt off. But the first one was really good.
The first one was really good.
The first half was good. And also, those child actors are unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
Can we just talk about, like, Stranger Things and It? Yeah. Like, the kids that they had act in that. I cannot believe how talented those kids are.
Oh, yeah. They're amazing.
Yeah.
That's, like, what made the movie was those kids.
Yeah.
And you felt scared with them too because of the clown, like,
right? Yeah. I mean, it was intense.
Yeah. And the actor who plays Pennywise in the new one,
Bill Skarsgård,
he's really good.
Love him.
Yeah.
He's very talented. Such a great villain in anything he does.
And it's really hard to fill a role of any, like, iconic character.
Yeah.
And what Tim Curry did with the first one is just great. You know, how do you top it? So he does something a little different.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
He doesn't try to copy what Tim Curry did.
Yes. And that was what I liked about it, is that it was different. It was really its own thing, right? Like, he didn't try to fill his shoes. It was something completely different. And it very much worked for what people expect today in horror movies.
Yeah. I agree. So.
Yeah, that's a good point. I didn't think about what people want to see now. When you're saying show them chewing the arm.
Yeah,
in my head, I was thinking, when did they eat arms in The Thing? I don't remember this.
I just remember it was like that opening scene, and that they showed that, and it was just so bloody and gratuitous. And I'm a mom, right? So that affects me differently now than the movies I watched when I was a kid, right? And it was like, I just remember there was like, I mean, my breath caught. It was like, gosh,
right? That's so good. When a movie can make you feel any kind of emotion.
Yes, and I can appreciate intensely. That.
That's
cool.
Yeah. Well, heck yeah, let's move on. Tammy, what's your favorite?
Well, I don't think it's going to be a surprise, but Halloween, directed by Rob Zombie, is my favorite.
That's a great one.
Yeah. It's, it's at the top of my favorites list as far as horror movies, because... I mean, the original holds a special place for me, but this one I really like because he makes it more human, I think, and way more bloody and violent, and I love it.
Yeah, that is true. Absolutely.
I love it.
It's very brutal.
It is very, very brutal.
It doesn't hold back.
And I like that about it. I like that it's brutal, because the first one... you know, when you watch it as a 9-year-old stuck in your bedroom, it's terrifying.
Yes.
But if you watch it as an adult, you're just like, meh. You know, like, it's okay.
Yeah.
But it's still my favorite. And so having that favorite and then meshed with the violence and the brutality and the gore and the blood, it just made me very happy.
Okay. Yeah, that is a good one.
It's a good movie, and...
And
one of Rob Zombie's best, I think.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. One of his best. And I think, what is her name? Scout Taylor Compton is Laurie.
She
was really good.
She was great.
Really liked her. And I think she did that character justice.
Yeah.
That's big shoes to fill, being Jamie Lee Curtis's. Taylor Mayne did a good job as Michael Myers, I thought.
Oh, yeah.
I thought he did really well. So, yeah, that will always be... my top.
Your favorite. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Yes, definitely. Yeah. I'm sad that he didn't get to make a third one, Rob Zombie.
Me too. Because of the way another remake would be Halloween 2, yeah. which I also enjoyed. Yeah. And I wanted to see where he would have taken that. And that's pretty sad that they didn't get to do that.
Yeah. I mean, I remember seeing Halloween 2, Rob Zombie's, and I hated it. And then years later, I watched it again. I was like, whoa, this is actually good. And then it became, I liked it better than his first Halloween.
Why do you think originally you didn't care for it?
Because it was different. I think it was not what I expected it to be. I think he took a lot of twists and turns, and the first one he had to hold on to some of the tropes of the original Halloween, and mm-hmm. I think with the second one he had completely free rein and just did what he wanted to do.
Oh, yeah.
So I kind of went in expecting more Halloween stuff mm-hmm. that I was used to, and I didn't really get any of that. And then so at first I was like, oh, disappointed. But then I watched it again and appreciated yeah. it because he just did his own thing and he didn't care.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's so hard sometimes with remakes because yeah. you're just thinking of the original so much, and sometimes there's just that rare exception that you can
yeah.
really appreciate it, and you love that they take a different turn.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah.
And I like in two where she's more, but the PTSD that comes out of that is very prevalent in her and Annie, and just how it completely changed her as a person
mm-hmm.
And what that does, and getting to see that part of it, because that would fuck you up.
Yeah.
And in the original Halloween 2, sure, she's a little like freaked out, but she's not fucked up, and that would fuck you up.
That's a really good point. Yeah.
Like she walked it, like we're in there. The new remake, you know, she walks in and her best friend's like just stabbed naked. Like that's traumatizing in itself.
Right.
Then just all those things. So that's what I
yeah.
really like about it, the second one.
Cool. Well, Halloween, that's a good one.
Well, husband of mine, what is your favorite remake?
Again, no surprise. It's the Evil Dead remake of 2013.
What?
It was amazing. It got Sam Raimi, the director of the All Evil Dead, and Bruce Campbell, their seal of approval. It was a great example of how they paid homage to the original stuff, but also went in their own direction. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of blood in it. There's so much blood and gore. Have you seen the Evil Dead remake?
Yeah.
At the ending sequence, when it rained blood, that was just rad beyond radness. Like the sky, blood was raining from the sky, and there's this final battle with the demon creature coming out, and she has to like rip off her own arm from underneath a vehicle, and then it's so cool. I like all that stuff.
You
about
both
it.
Really like the gore. Yeah, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I think Evil Dead really brought it, and I'm an Evil Dead fan, like from being a kid, and a lot of people could see, you know, remakes, like, don't touch it. If Bruce Campbell isn't in there, I don't want to see it. But they did a really good job with this mm-hmm. one. It's my favorite remake. And I like the switch of the main character. The main character became the female. You expect the brother to
be the one,
be
right.
the final guy, like how Bruce Campbell was. But it was her. I thought that was really cool. And they give a really plausible reason as to why these people are out in the middle of the woods in the cabin and they're not leaving. It's because they're bringing her there to detox off drugs.
Oh, that's right.
So,
that's right.
And it also gives you, like, you could suspend disbelief a little bit when weird stuff starts happening to her. Like, oh, she's just hallucinating, or, you know, because
yeah.
she's coming off the drugs and we can't leave because we have to keep her here until she's clean.
Yeah, there's kind of a better backstory.
Yeah, so yeah. there's a better reason for them to just, like, not get out of there, you know, as any normal person would when weird stuff
right.
starts happening. You should leave. So they had a good reason to keep her there. And there's just so much blood. And there's so much blood.
Yeah.
And there's so much blood.
Jesse does like to use a lot of blood in films. I can attest to that.
She's like, as someone who's been covered in a lot of green blood and other blood.
I have hosed, I waterboarded Shannon pretty much in a role.
Oh my gosh. I had like fake blood in places you can't even imagine. So.
But when I see blood on the screen, like it's in this movie, it's just, it brings me back to being a kid and I'm giddy and I'm like, yeah, this is great. Well, those are our favorite horror remakes. Let's get into our least favorite ones, what everyone wants to hear, right? Shannon, what is your least favorite horror remake?
Fright Night. So, again, to recap, favorite horror movie, Fright Night. Worst remake, Fright Night.
Understandable.
You know, and sometimes I think it's interesting, you know, Tammy and I were just discussing that if someone saw the original one first and had never seen the 80s version, maybe that's a good movie. But if you grew up watching the original, you see the remake and it's like there's no character development. They changed. It's like they tried to follow the format of the original, but they changed the characters just enough where there was just no depth. It felt super shallow to me in all ways.
And I remember the digital effects on their, they were like shark vampires, right?
Yes.
That was a strange choice.
Yeah. It just, none of it worked for me, you know? Yeah. And then they tried to throw in just like a lot of blood and stuff, but it's like, that doesn't make the movie better. Yeah. You're not providing any substance. There was.
And from what I recall, wasn't a lot of, I think a lot of it was digital blood, right?
Yeah, it didn't even look good. It was like...
The original was all practical effects.
Yeah.
Yeah, tangible things you could see.
Yes.
Real blood getting thrown on people, real creature designs.
And and it holds up today. I don't care who would argue with me because it holds up
it
today.
Does.
Like, and also, Fright Night Part 2, great movie as well. Yeah. And still holds up today.
Yep, I got Fright Night Part 2 right here.
Yes, oh my gosh, I also have it on VHS.
Yep, I know, we've talked about that.
Yeah.
And I think Fright Night Part 2... is one of the better horror sequels out there.
Oh, absolutely. Like, this was such a good sequel. They did such a great job with it. And I'm also, as I've said, not a fan of remakes. Also, sequels sometimes just really fall short. There's some great ones out there for horror, actually,
definitely.
Specifically. But yeah, this is a great one.
Yeah. Cool.
I am sad to say I've not seen that one.
Oh my God. I know what we're doing.
Oh, since we own it,
this is over.
Fright Night 2.
Tammy, wife.
What is Jesse, your husband?
Least favorite horror remake?
Nightmare on Elm Street. That was done in 2010.
I agree. That blows balls.
Also bad. So bad.
That one sucks.
That was so bad. And I mean, the Freddy. He was not scary.
No.
The voice that was coming out of him was, what? Like, what? Why? What? I don't, it was, no.
Do you know, I didn't even finish watching it. I was so disappointed.
I don't
didn't
blame
finish
you.
Watching it.
Yeah.
And also, there are some movies that just should never be remade. Like, Nightmare on Elm Street. Don't touch it. It's so
or
good.
Or if you're going to, like, you better have a stellar villain.
Mm-hmm.
Cast as him.
Yeah.
Like, there's big shoes to fill there.
Yep.
And he's also sarcastic and, like, just...
He's funny. Freddy Krueger's
funny.
Supposed to
right,
be funny.
He's funny. And this one was not funny. And when he tried to be funny, it was not funny. And just the tone of his voice, all of it, it was just not... Like, he's Freddy. Like, how do you miscast Freddy?
Right?
Right?
Come on, Hollywood.
Kevin,
they should listen to
who are they?
Exactly.
What is the Kevin Bacon being?
Oh,
Freddy?
The internet wants Kevin Bacon to be Freddy. And I think that's a good idea. I like Kevin Bacon, and I think with the right script and the right director, that could be fun. But still, I mean,
it's still Nightmare on Elm. Like you, like you said, you just don't.
And I remember the remake.
I know.
Like the main actress was supposed to be a high school student, but she was
Amari?
Like in her 30s or something. Or the other
no,
one.
It was, oh yeah, the one of the ones that were killed.
Yeah.
I think she was killed off.
Yeah.
They all look too old. The Twilight guy was in it. Kellen. It just was bad.
Yeah.
It was so bad and
that
so disappointing.
Really bad.
And yeah, just if they had a good Freddy, it maybe would have been okay. But no.
Yeah.
Nope. Sorry. Not my favorite. What about you, husband?
My least favorite is Gus Van Sant's Psycho from 1998. Before the horror remake craze kind of started in the early 2000s. I think it kicked off with Texas Chainsaw, but a few years before that, they decided to remake Psycho. And have you seen that one?
You know, I vaguely remember it. I think I may have.
Yeah. So this is, I can understand all these other bad remakes, right? The ones that you said, the one that you just said, at least they try to do some things differently. It might not work, but they try to change things up. This is a shot for shot remake.
Oh, wow.
The only thing that's different is they cast different people, obviously. It's in color, and I think maybe a few shots are off, but it's just a shot-by-shot remake.
Wow.
And it makes no sense. It's just a pointless endeavor. But I get it. Like, I've done a few like remake kind of short things with my brother. We've reenacted like silly films or silly scenes from films, and that's been a lot of fun. And it's kind of cool as a director, you get to see how they shot things by doing, you know, shot for shot remake something.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to see the editing process, but not for something like Psycho. That's a classic masterpiece.
It's not necessary.
Alfred Hitchcock. And I think the approach they were trying to go for is they wanted it to be artistic and pay homage to it. But what it comes off as being is mockery and almost insulting to it. Because mm-hmm. you're doing the shot-for-shot remake.
Right, yeah.
And it was a weird cast. It was a big cast. Vince Vaughn was Norman Bates.
I knew Vince Vaughn. Yep. Yeah, I remember that.
And Anne Hesch was the one who gets killed off in the beginning, the shower.
The shower scene, girl. Yeah.
Viggo Mortensen, Julianne Moore, Tom Hanks' wife, what's her name? Rita Wilson. The Shameless actor, what's his name?
William H. Macy.
Yes, William H. Macy. So there's like these grade A actors and actresses mm-hmm. in it, and they were just all miscast. So yeah, I have a little soft spot for Vince Vaughn. I like when he does off stuff that's not comedy.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a little bit there for him, but the movie just shouldn't have been made. It's a strange anomaly of a film,
mm-hmm.
and nobody should watch it.
Don't ever watch it. We're not recommending this.
If you're going to watch a Psycho movie, watch the original. But yeah. What a good remake of Psycho is Bates Motel on television, the TV series.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was so
good.
Did
you ever see that?
Yeah, I did see that. Yeah, and that was good.
And they did a good job at doing something different, but keeping like original things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had moments of the movie in it.
Yeah.
It parts, but it gave a backstory. You got to see the whole why he's the way he is. Yeah. And the cast is phenomenal.
The directing was good.
The directing, it's
all. The story
all
was good. Yeah,
so
Vera,
good.
Vera Farmiga, is that how you say her name? She's really
so.
Great.
She's great. And Freddie Highmore.
Mother Bates. Yeah, Freddie.
Freddie Highmore. And then especially towards the end where he's mother and then himself, mm-hmm. then back to Norman and then mother.
Yeah.
So good.
But yeah, I guess so to cap it off, our favorite ones are Shannon's is It.
Mm-hmm.
Tammy's is
Halloween.
Mine is Evil Dead. And our least favorite, Shannon's is Fright Night. Yep. Yours is Nightmare on Elm Street. And mine is Gus Van Sant's Psycho. But going back to TV shows, horror films that are remade into TV shows, that's the new thing. Lately, they did Bates Motel and Hannibal and The Exorcist and Rosemary's Baby and Scream. And coming up next is Child's Play and The Lost Boys.
Lost Boys would be really good.
I hope so.
I mean, like, I love Lost Boys.
I'm a huge...
I think they're going to CW it. Like,
I'm a huge Corey Haim fan.
Oh, forever.
Absolutely. Forever absolutely. And ever, Corey Haim.
Prayer for the Roller Boys.
Oh, I love that movie. So Lost Boys is just, I love Lost Boys. And it's vampires, and I love vampires.
Yeah, Lost Boys is great.
I know that they started it, and then they stopped production, and they decided to rework it into something else.
Okay.
So I do have a feeling they're going to CW it.
Yeah.
Which will make me
they're
sad.
They're
going
to Teen Wolf it. I am not. We can hope. We can hope they don't do
I
that.
I love Teen Wolf, just saying. Those are guilty pleasures of mine.
but Shannon, have you seen any of those TV shows that were horror movies?
I've seen the Scream one, and I was disappointed. Maybe I'm actually just too old, and that's a generational thing. That's I mean
23 isn't too old,
right?
Shannon.
I mean, thank you. You know, those movies were great, and the show, I thought it was well done, but I could see that someone that's, you know, 20 years younger than me probably really enjoys that show. You know, I just think it was a little too kind of teeny boppy feeling. But I love the original movies.
I loved the first season. I really enjoyed the first season. I think our dog making noise. He loves the first season too.
It was good. The first season was good.
Our dog just made a noise.
There's
He's
a good
there
giant chainsaw kill scene in it.
That was really a great one
where he just gets sawed in half and she's just like, hammered with her boyfriend.
That was a really intense scene. That was good.
And then the second season was okay. And then I know they did a special, like it was like a one episode, they
went off to like an island for an hour episode, which was pretty interesting.
Okay. I didn't finish season two, so that's where I
Season three was horrible.
Season three was
so bad.
A dumpster fire.
It was a huge fucking dumpster fire.
That was just flat out insulting.
It was insulting to the whole franchise.
Okay.
It really was.
Yeah, I don't
know. So I stopped
watching
in a good time.
Yeah, you did. I liked the second season better, just a little bit more than the first. But I mean, Scream was fine.
So I haven't seen Rosemary's Baby. Have you guys seen that?
I have not. I've seen the original, but I haven't seen...
Because that movie is incredible.
The movie is astounding.
It's not a full TV show. It's like a miniseries.
I'm not sure. I just heard that it was...
I thought it was a miniseries.
Probably. I haven't heard anything about it. Yeah.
I think it's a mini... Yeah, it wasn't a full TV show. I enjoyed it.
Did you see the original, Rosemary?
I did. Yes. Yeah. Of course I did.
What did you...
I like the original.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Did they do
a great
different
movie.
Things or was it pretty much the same story?
I can't really remember. I think it was along the lines of the same, but with their own little... moments and new things. But.
So let's talk about, are there any remakes that people are looking forward to? Are you looking forward to any? Do you know of any?
Yeah.
Or are there any movies that you think should be remade? Should Ooh. Not be remade?
Oh my goodness. Those are some great questions.
Yeah.
Well, they're remaking everything of Stephen King's, obviously. That's the new thing. I'm looking forward to The Stand. So I think that will be really good. They've got some good actors lined up in that. So looking forward to that. And then just this morning, my older sister, I mean, we grew up watching Candyman. I remember it was like her 12th birthday. And oh my gosh, all of us standing in the bathroom mirror. I mean, it was scary.
Yeah, yeah.
And then so she just sent me the trailer this morning that Jordan Peele wrote. So super excited for that remake because anything that Jordan Peele is involved with is like – great by me.
So. Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to that too. We're probably going to do an episode on the Candyman trilogy and then talk about the new Candyman trailer.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I'm excited for that one.
Yeah, no, that one looks really good.
I hope it's good.
That one looks really good. I don't think he'll disappoint.
Yeah.
I think he does pretty well when it comes to horror, so I don't think.
What about you? Any remakes on the horizon you're looking forward to or that you think?
Same, Candyman. I'm just going to look at the wall of horror that we have.
She's scanning the wall of horror VHS tapes that are behind us.
I would love for them to not remake any more of the iconic favorite 80s horror movies of mine. Like, please stop remaking them. I don't want to see it. I'm not pleased with it.
You just stop.
Yeah.
The new Halloween, I guess it's not necessarily a remake, though.
Well, it's a weird spot. But I'm looking forward to that one, too.
Yes, I am. I still have reservations, but
I want someone to break the mold and bring back a sequel, like out of nowhere, do Friday the 13th part 11, pick up the storyline from where it went, or do a Fright Night 3 suddenly with like the actors that are still around.
Oh my gosh, that would be something I would watch.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. Don't retitle it or repackage it as Fright Night again. Do Fright Night 3.
Right.
Bring it back. Do Gremlins 3. That'd be a
Gremlins.
Lot of fun.
That would be a fun one.
Gremlins would be fun.
Bring back the numbered sequel, I think.
Right. They don't need to keep doing prequels and a remake and a remake of the sequel. And continue the original series, part 11. Let's do it.
That would sell, I think, if you all of a sudden Friday the 13th, part 11 or 12 or whatever is coming into the theater. Like, I want to see what
all
this is about.
All of us would go and see it.
Like, what's that? Yeah.
Because when's the last time one of those was made? in the sequence, right. Not remade.
Yeah, for sure. So I think that's my answer to whatever the question is that I presented.
I like it. That's a great answer.
Cool.
I would like, they're remaking The Craft.
Mm.
Oh, are they?
They already shot it. Yeah. Production's over.
So I'm interested to see. I really love The Craft.
Oh, gosh.
Like,
that,
I really love it.
Because that's a part of our childhood. Yes. That was a great movie.
Yeah. Like, that is a great 90s witch. Just so good. So mm-hmm. good. And yeah. then, and it, yes. So I'm interested to see what they do with it.
Yeah.
But I'm also scared because I really love it. And I don't want them to mess it up.
So good.
So here's a question for you, Shannon. As an actress, and you don't, you want them to stop making those, right?
Right.
So what if they're remaking Nightmare on Elm Street again, they're filming it around here, and they're putting out casting calls, and you get a, would you act in it?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Just to be clear, I don't like your remake, but please cast me.
Okay, awesome. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'd be in any remake.
Because I know if I was offered to direct any of those, I would just be like, yep, I'm doing it.
Sleepaway Camp. They could, yeah. Looking at your shirt.
I know. Oh. I would do that. Yeah. That'd be a lot of fun.
You could do. It would be great with Sleepaway Camp.
Yeah, I mean.
That would Hollywood be people. Get my husband.
You could do a lot with transgender stuff nowadays, because that was one of the things, the main twist on this.
Yeah, it was.
And you get to have a lot of fun with gore and go to a camp. I mean, we got a camp as a location already.
We do.
In our back pocket here.
We do.
Yeah.
We do have great filming locations here. And, I mean, a lot of horror films here. So
yeah, here in
Spokane,
Washington.
We might be working on a remake someday together.
Yes.
We will be working
on
a
remake.
We will
be. We're going to put that out there into the universe. Remake people.
Yeah, people that don't know, Z Nation was shot here. Yeah.
Yeah.
We do some cool stuff.
We do.
I do like pretty much the coolest stuff, but
whatever. I'm a little biased being the wife and all, but I agree.
Some people around here do some cool stuff too.
There's some stuff coming up in Mr. Dark that I'm pretty excited about.
Yep. We've been filming like crazy.
Yeah.
Filming those. So we got some stuff coming out soon. Well, Shannon, thank you for being on the podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This was great.
Yeah.
I love to talk horror films. Yeah. It's great.
I mean,
being our first guest.
Yes.
And you're going to have to come back again as a guest with some other topic.
I would love to.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Well.
Maybe Candyman, too.
That'd be good. Well, let's
have some thoughts on that.
Let's suck these down while we contemplate remakes.
Yeah.
Clink, clink. Cheers.
Cheers.
Yep. All right. Cool. Those were good.
They were.
Well,
it's a really nice mix.
Our Bloody Marys are dead, and so are we. Drink in moderation and enjoy life and death.
We'll catch you next time.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
The Bloody Mary Podcast.